We have a Gemara Pesachim. Okay, great. So we'll take a little bit of a drink. So this is our last shiur before before Yontif. I have a wedding next week, and we resolved a number of years ago that the shiur before Pesach would always be a shiur in memory of Reb Chaim ben Avraham Arbisfeld, whose son Dr. Benji is here, and who really was the Ruach HaChaim in beginning the shiur, and then the shiur's different Gilgulim over the years. Yeah. You know, I think we started in Kew Garden Hills, and then we were in Kew Gardens, then here. But he really was, as in so many things, really the lead person and the, the soul and then the heart, behind everything. And together with the, excellent people that he worked with. So it's very appropriate that, this year, the Yahrzeit is coming up this week, I think, right? What day?
The 7th.
Zion Nisan. So it's, and today's Rosh Chodesh. So it's, we miss your father very much. You know, he's such a big, presence that really, his Dmus Dyukno is something that I think all of us continue to enjoy very much and to be inspired by. So the topic I wanted to speak about actually is the theme, but it's the wrong Rambam. Why is it the wrong Rambam? Because that's an interesting, I'm not going to speak about that tonight, but Korban Pesach is in Korbanos rather than in Avoda, which is an interesting choice. Yeah. So so the topic I want to speak about tonight was Maror. I'm a little inspired. I mean, it's obviously a very important theme in general, but a little inspired also by the situation that we are, presently experiencing. We're still in the 6 months later, after Simchas Torah, we're still in the middle of a war, and very much aware of the crisis and the threat, to Medinat Yisrael and to world Jewry also, but first and foremost to Medinat Yisrael, and very much feeling Vayimaru Eschayem, in a sense that there have been a lot of fear, but also a lot of disappointment, in terms of support and coverage. I thought I would zero in on the role of Maror a little bit, to try to provide some perspective on that issue, and also a little bit of a perspective on our situation currently. If I could also get a chumash, but there must be one here, right?
There should be one behind you.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, so everybody is aware, of course, of the famous formulation of Rabban Gamliel, who said that that there were three things that are crucial to fulfilling the mitzvah of Pesach. And this, of course, is the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Zion Omid Aleph. Rabbi Gamliel Hay Omer Kol Shalai Omar Shlosh Dvarim Eilu B'Pesach Lo Yatza Yidei Chavaso Dei Lohein Pesach Matzah Umarar. So these are the three, the triad, as I sometimes call it. These are the three elements that, in particular, we need to focus on the night of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. It's interesting that if you look at the order in the Mishnah, it's Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, which of course is the, in some respect, is, the Maror part at least is, the third. Of course, in terms of chronology, it's first. Vayimaros Chayeyem came before the, the Geula and the Korban Pesach. But for understandable reasons, the Maror is mentioned third. And if you look at the formulation in the Mishnah, going forward, Mishnah says, Pesach al Shum Shepasach hamakom al bati avaseinu b'mitzrayim. Shenemar v'amartim zeva pesach hu la'ashem. Matzah al shum shenigolo avaseinu b'mitzrayim. Right? And maror al shum shemaru amitzri neschaye avaseinu b'mitzrayim. V'yimaru eschayehem. So, and that's all perfectly understandable. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, you should have some of it in front of you. Not sure if I put all of it there. But the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz, in Perek Zion, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam tells us this din of Rabban Gamliel, and it's interesting that he flips the, he quotes Rabban Gamliel as is, Kol Shalom Gimel Dvar Melo B'Pesach Lo Yata Yedei Chovaso the Elohim Pesach Matzah Umarar. So far everything is fine, but it's interesting that when he elaborates there, the Rambam changes the order and he puts Marar in the middle. Kol Shalom, this is Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. Kol Mishalo Amar Shlosh Dvar Melo B'Lel Chamishasar Lo Yatzei Dechavas of Elohim Pesach Matzah Marar, exactly like the Mishnah. Then Pesach Hashem Shepesach Hamakom Baruchu Al Bati Avaseinu B'Mitzrayim Shenemar Be'Amartem Zevach Pesach Hu LaHashem. But then instead of reading about Matzah and then Marar like we have in the Mishnah, the Rambam put Marar in the middle. Merorim Al Shem Shemaru Hamitzrim Eskay Avaseinu B'Mitzrayim Matzah Al Shem Shenegalu Udvarim Elu Kulan Hein Nikrayin Haggadah. We'll get back to that in just a minute. So the Rambam's rendition of Rabbi Gamliel is that he changed the order. He put Marar in between. So in a way, Marar is connected both to Pesach and to Matzah. And it's interesting that the Rambam, spoken about this in other years, actually codifies the din of Rabbi Gamliel twice. Again, in Perek Ches of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam, discusses this in Halacha Beis. Here in Perek Ches, the Rambam isn't dealing with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Perek Zayin is dedicated fully to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Perek Ches is the ordering of the mitzvos halayla. It begins with Sidur Asiyos Mitzvos Eilu Bilel Kamish Asar Kachu. This is the order of the mitzvos that you do at night. The tchila mosnin kos, the kalecha, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Right, you pour the wine, you have the first kos. So anyways, in Halacha Beis, the Ram gets up to matchil, umavarech baru pri adama, velokeach yerek, umetabo becharoses, veochel kezayis, hu v'cholam nesubim imo, kalecha v'yachad, enocha pachos mikzav. We can try to get back to that. And then the Ram says, achakach okun ha-shulchan, Milifnei Kore Hagada Levado, Moskin Kosheni, Vekana Ben Shoel, and you have Manishtana, and so on. This is the Rambam continues through, all of the different things. And then in Halacha Dalid, he says, Umachsar Ashokha Lefana, Vyomar Pesach Zeshen Ochim Al Shem, Shepasach Hamakam Bati Avasinu B'Mitzrayim, Shenemar Vyamartim Zevach Pesach Hula Hashem, Umagbia Hamaror, Biyado, Vyomar, Maror Zeshen Ochim, Al Shem Shemaru Amitzur Neschaya, Vosene B'Mitzrayim, Shenem Vayimaru Eschayayim, and then Magbiya HaMatzah, and he says, Matzah, Shenu Ochlin, here the language is a little different than in Perek Zayin, not for now, Al Shem Shalom Yisbik B'Tzeikam, Shalom Vosene L'Hachnitz, Ad Shenigla Aleim Melech Malchim Malchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Perek Zayin it's Al Shem Shenigalu, so there are some differences, but basically, in both places, in contrast to the Mishnah, the Rambam puts Marar in between Pesach and Matzah. The bigger point is that when it comes to the din of Rabban Gamliel, which certainly implies that there's a kiyum daraisa of fulfilling properly these dinim. I'll explain what I mean by these dinim in just a second. Rabban Gamliel, gives equal weight to Pesach, to Matzah, and to Marar. And the Rambam, by extension, does the same thing. And, actually puts Marar as the centerpiece. I wouldn't say it's the most important, but it's connected both to Pesach, and to Matzah. When you think about it, This isn't such a simple matter. The prominence of Pesach and Matzah is obvious. It's even, highlighted a little bit, but, the competition, if you will, about what we call the holiday, right? The Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos, repeatedly. The word Pesach, is usually reserved for Yud Daled Nisan, right, the day before, not Tesvav. Tesvav is Chag HaMatzos, but Yud Daled, is called Pesach Lashem. If you look in Parshas Emor, and you look again in Parshas Pinchas, so when the Torah delineates the Moadim, it really doesn't begin with the 15th of Nisan. It begins with the 14th of Nisan. We've talked about that in the past a little bit. And the idea that, of the Gra and the Netziv and the Pnei Yoshua, they think that the presence of Korban Pesach in Parshas Emor in particular shows that it isn't just a korban that you bring so that you'll be able to eat it at night on the Tesvav, but that the bringing of the korban on Yom Yud Daled, Bein Arbayim, is itself a kind of a quasi, chag. But having said that, so Pesach obviously has great prominence. It engenders its own chag. I mentioned that the, Rambam deals with, the halachos of Korban Pesach. It's a totally honest mistake, not in Sefer Avodah, but in Sefer Korbanos, because it's an unusual, it's a very singular, Korban, Korban Pesach. It breaks a lot of rules. So Korban Pesach is a Shem Davar. It's a separate kind of a Korban. I'm not going to go through all of that now. We've spoken in the past, and there's much more to speak about. It's a Korban Emunah. It has its, genders its own, Yom Tov in part. And for that reason, the Achilas HaPesach on the night of Tesvav is also obviously, deserving from a Rabban Gamliel point of view and more. And, later Mefarshim, noted the fact that Klal Yisrael, if you ask somebody like, where are you going for the upcoming holiday, you don't usually say, where are you going for Chag HaMatzos? I try to do it, but it doesn't come trippingly off your tongue. You say, where are you going for Pesach? And it's not just us. The truth is, this goes way back, into early rabbinic texts. We talked about Rabbi Gamliel, right? That's pretty early. So Rabbi Gamliel said, Kol Shela Amar Gimel Dvar Ma'elu. He didn't say B'Chag HaMatzos or B'Tesvav, B'Nisan. He said the Pesach, and it's Pesach Matzah Umara. So, they're developed like a whole discussion about this, why it is that, the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos and Klal Yisrael call it Chag HaPesach. And we don't need to go into the details of that right now. But the point is that, the rivalry alone, the fact that Pesach, has its own Chag, and the fact that Pesach, is so prominent, that already, in the time of the Tanaim, and Midrash Halacha, never mind colloquially Bizmanenu, that people call it the holiday of Pesach, surely, accentuates further its prominence. But equally, Matzah, again, Torah actually does call it Chag HaMatzos, right? That's the proper name in Emor and in Pinchas, and in Re'eh. The relationship between chametz, and matzah is an important theme. They're, parallel opposites. Kol she'eino b'chametz, eino b'matzah. It works in both directions, right? You can only make matzah something which has the potential for chametz. And if you look in the psukim, we've talked about this other years as well, very carefully in Parshas Bo, in Emor, in Pinchas, and so on. Right, the Torah will go, you can get dizzy a little bit, back and forth, practically in the same pasuk, sometimes in different orders between the chametz part, and the matzah part. So the prominence of matzah and the prominence of Pesach, are clear. No one ever suggested, nor would they, for more than one reason, to call the holiday Chag HaMarah, right? Number one, because that would be a negative. And it's a holiday of Cheirus. The Maror clearly is, playing a different function, and that's the point. So it's interesting to note that despite the fact that it doesn't have this kind of prominence that nonetheless, in the perspective of Rabbi Gamliel, which we accept la halacha, right, nonetheless, it, you know, it plays an equal role in some things. As that's one of the things I want to investigate, you know, this evening. And it's particularly curious that the Rambam put it, as again, as the center of the Gimel Devarim, because of all Rishonim, like the Rambam was, as we'll show, was the most acutely sensitive to the fact, you know, that Maror is qualitatively different, you know, than both Pesach, you know, and Matzah. The Afal Pichein, this is the point I want to make, when it comes to the Gimel Devarim, it's equal. And having said that, let me just elaborate a little more. As I mentioned, the Rambam speaks about Rabbi Gamliel twice, in Perek Zayin and in Perek Ches. And in Perek Zayin, he makes it clear that, you know, he finishes with the sentence, after he quotes the Din, he says, the words, you know, this is the Dvarim Elu, after quoting the Gimel Dvarim, Kulon Hein HaNikroin Haggadah. This is what Haggadah, you know, is all about. Meaning, when Rabbi Gamliel said, Kol Shalom HaGimel Dvarim Elu V'Pesach, Liyotze Dechabasan, the chova that he was referring to was the mitzvah of the Higadat HaLebincha of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you don't speak out, if you don't articulate, if you don't, you know, explicate these three factors or facets of the evening, Pesach, Matzah, Maror, then you are delinquent in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. However, as I noted, that makes perfect sense in Perek Zayin, which is, you know, begins with Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisim B'Niflos Shenasa L'Avosenu B'Mitzrayim, right? But in Perek Ches, when he has it according to the Seder Mitzvah Salayla, it's all about Sidur Asiyas Mitzvah Selu B'Leil Chamisha Asar Kachu. So presumably, that isn't the Din Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim alone. Probably repeats it, not only because it happened again, and maybe that's why the psukim are a little different when it came to matzah, and maybe some other small changes. Perek Ches is telling you that to fulfill each mitzvah, right, you need to speak about it and clarify it. So the clarification and the explication, in a way, serves a double function. It is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it's also a necessary part of each independent mitzvah. And if this isn't the view of the Rambam, meaning that there are these two aspects, and including the second aspect, it's certainly, as many in Farshim point out, the view of the Ramban. Right? The Ramban, in his Mochamos, in Masechet Brachos, speaks about, you know, the phrase, you know, lo yatza yidei chavaso. You know, there the Gemara speaks about it in terms of, you know, Kriya Shema, certain things. So the Ramban says, you know, lo yatza yidei chavaso, you know, means that you don't fill a mitzvah, you know, fully. You don't, you're missing some aspect, some dimension, you know, in the fulfillment of this particular mitzvah. It doesn't mean that you haven't done anything. And the example that he brings is Rabbi Gamliel. He says, after all, are you going to tell me that, you know, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of, you know, Korban Pesach or Achilas Matzah, you know, if you don't, you know, make speech about them, if you don't no, but the answer is you don't fulfill the mitzvah maximally and appropriately. There's something, you know, there's a dimension that is missing. So as Achonim pointed out, you know, the Ramban, obviously, doesn't interpret like the Rambam that the Din of Rabbi Gamliel is about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. For him, the Din of Rabbi Gamliel is an aspect of each individual mitzvah. I think that the Rambam has it in Perek Zayin and Perek Ches, because he thinks that both of these elements are true. So, just going back for a second, the prominence and the presence and equal prominence of Maror, and for the Rambam, right smack in the middle of Pesach and Matzah, both with respect to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and with the need to, you know, as you do the mitzvah, to, you know, to explicate and to, you know, elaborate
in terms of the fulfillment of the Seder and the Seder HaMitzvos, not just the Sipur, that includes also the component of Maror, is very interesting, very striking, especially for the Rambam, you know, who we'll see in a moment, is very adamant that Maror is not an independent mitzvah at all. We'll get to that in just a second. Indeed, this perspective of the Rambam, that when it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, the broader themes of the evening, that Maror plays an equal role, is something that is implied also in it's implied in the language of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, which I think I have here. Kuf Nun Zayin. If you look here, this is the second entry on these Marmakomos. I'll start using them. Hamitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin Shatzivano L'Saper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Lo Chamish Asar B'Lisan B'Tchilas Alayla Kifi Tzachos Lashon Hamasaper, according to the, you know, the articulation of the person who's telling the story. V'chomash Yosef B'mam Rabbi Yarech Hadvarim B'Hagdolas Masha Asal Anu Hashem, and whatever you can add to the, you know, grandeur and the, you know, the great contribution that Hashem made, U'Masha Asu Imanu HaMitzrim, and here he adds, May Avel V'Chamas, right, acts of, you know, perfidy and, larceny, meaning Mitzrayim exploited Klal Yisrael. Mitzrayim was cruel to Klal Yisrael. That too is part of the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Eich Lakach Hashem Nikmasenu Mehem, and the revenge, you know, that they deservedly, you know, experienced. U Behodos Lo Yisparach Al Kol Al Mashi Gemalanu Mehasadav Yeh Yoser Tov. So the Rambam is very explicit, right, that the in Sefer Mitzvos, that the theme of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, equally includes our appreciation and our incalculable, you know, being impressed with the, you know, koach, the supernatural power, the omnipotence, you know, of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and appreciation for his hashgacha, his divine providence, visited upon us. But also, it's a time to remember, you know, the negative, the suffering that took place in Mitzrayim, and to also appreciate that suffering, you know, was got a proper response, that justice was served, if you will, you know, in the context of the Yeshua. And this is true also, again, in Perek Zion, Halacha Aleph, and also in Sefer Mitzvos. This is based on the Mechilta. How do you know, the timing for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? You know, so V'igadta L'bincha, this is line 13, Yochomer Rosh Chodesh, right, that's tonight. Right, it's very relevant. Talmud Lomar Yibayomahu, Yibayomahu, Yachol. If it isn't Rosh Chodesh, so maybe it should be Nibod Yom, right? Talmud Lomar would be Nibod Yom because that's the day of Havas Korban Pesach or Kravas on Pesach. Some people think it also might be a reference to like Tosefas Yom Tov. Talmud Lomar Bavurzeh Lo Amarti Ela Bishah. Sheish matzah umaror munachim lefanecha. So again, you know, it says babur zeh, doesn't say anything specific. The Abu Dram and some of the and Shibali Aleket and some of the early Rishonim say babur zeh is, you know, gematria is 12, and there are 12 of mitzvah halayla. It's a very popular, you know, view among the Rishonim, and that of course includes and is headlined by Matzah, you know, umarar. But either way, the thing that is, you know, prominently underscored about the Zman of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just matzah, but matzah mara, and that is totally consistent with the sipur, equally including the mara part, the chamas and the avel and the nekama, as well as the geula parts, if you will. In manishtana, we have a, you know, which also is part of an important part of sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. You know, we tend to think of it as, a grandchildren, performance. But obviously, Manishtana underscores, what is unique about the evening, and the whole thing is about its uniqueness, what makes Sipur different than Zechira, and so on. So you have a Manishtana that focuses on, in its time on Korban Pesach, but you have, of course, on Matzah, and you have one on Maror. So the prominent role of Maror, is perfectly clear. When we speak about, being Matchil Bignus in the Sayim B'Shavach, so this is in, again, now if you look in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, the next entry, Mitzvah Seishal Torah L'Saper B'Nisan B'Tol Shanasa V'Seinu B'Mitzrayim B'Lel Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, Shenemar Zohar Es Yom Hazeh She'itzasa B'Mitzrayim, Kemo Shenemar Zohar Es Yom HaShavas. U'minayin Shabalel Chamisha Asar, how do you know it's the evening of the 15th? Talmud Lomar Bigadat Alevincha Bayom Ahu Leymar, Babur Zeh, B'Shah She'yesh, and again, there might be 12. But the ones that are, of course, are highlighted are two of the three, of Rabbi Gamliel's. The Shah Sheyesh, they don't have the other one for other reasons. Matzo Marar Munachim Lefanecha. Okay. And then in the continuation, if you look in Halacha Dalid, Tzorech Lahatchil Bignus Ulesayim B'Shevach. So the Hatchil Bignus Ulesayim B'Shevach has a concentric circle, if you will. One is the story of the religious development, progression of Klal Yisrael. That's Ketzad Matzchil Mesaper Shebetchila Hayavasein B'Mei Terach U'Milafanav Kofrim. The ignominious, beginnings of Klal Yisrael. The Toin Achara Hevel, the Roadfin Achara Avodah Zarah. They were chasing nonsense and avodah zarah. U'Mesayim V'Das Ha'Emes, beautiful language of the Rambam, but it concludes with an embrace of the true religion. She'kirvano makom lo, that the Rebbeinu Shalom brought us close. V'hibdilano min ha'toim, v'kirvano li'yichudo. Yichudo in particular is emphasized here, interestingly, because that's a very sophisticated aspect of theology, one that is particularly distinctive in Klal Yisrael's relationship to Hashem, more so than the rest of the nations. And then there's a political parallel. V'chein matchil umodia shabanim ha'inu the power of the Mitzrayim, that we were, this is the Marirus part, that we were slaves. The kolara shegemalanu, not just that we were enslaved, but all of the persecution, that entailed. What the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvos, Avel and Chamas, right, being enslaved, being exploited, as workers, all of that is Kol Hara Asher Gemalanu, U'Mesayim V'Nisa V'Niflos, U'Nasalanu U'B'Chiroseinu. That's, the darshining of Me'arami Ovid Avi, Ad She'igmar Kol HaParsha, etc. And then comes after that Kol Shelemer Gimel Dvarim Elu, as we noted. So when it comes to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, when it comes to the Seder, which is another way of doing Sipur through, through actions rather than just through words, it's clear that Maror, plays a role that is crucial, a linchpin role, we'll call it, especially for the Rambam. The Rambam emphasizes it as much, and in some respects, even more, than other Mefarshim. If you look at the Mishnah in, the Mishnayos in Masechet Psachim, again, there's a certain parallel, between Matzah and Maror. And typically, we say Matzah and Maror, we speak of them, in conjunction. The Mishnah on Lamed Hei Omed Aleph, second. is the famous Mishnah of Matzah. Right? The Mishnah says, Eilu dvarim she'anam yotzei v'hem yedei chavasa b'pesach. These are the ingredients of matzah. Chitim, sorim, kusmim, shipon, shibola, shual. These are the chamesh haminim, the five different types of grains. B'yotzim b'dmai, you can fulfill it even with, tzvua, which, there's some sort of a safek, whether or not tumas ma'isus were given, or ma'isa rishon shenitla tumaso, ma'isa sheni v'hektu sheniftu, and so on. If you look at the Mishnah on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, if you go four dapim down, you have a very, on the surface, similar kind of a Mishnah. Mishnah says, Elu yirakos she'adam yotze behem yidei chavasa b'pesach. These are the vegetables you can use for maror. Chazeres, betamcha, becharchavina. What these all are is a big discussion in poskim. Be'olshin u'memaror. These are all forms of what we call maror. Right? And yotzim bahen, bein belachin, bein yiveshin, aval, we'll get to this, lo kfushin, lo shlukin, lo mevushalim, u'mitstarfin, Likhazayas, we'll get to that in a minute as well. They're all joined, meaning if you take parts of different, potential maror candidates, and you combine them, to a kazayas. The yotzim, the kalach shalahem, and then the Mishnah concludes, u'bedmai, u'maisa rishon shadla trumaso, u'maisa sheni v'hekta shaniftu. So if you, it has the ring of a parallel to the Mishnah in about matzah. Except that here there's a very important difference. And that is, interesting to note, we'll try to get back to this, that while the Gemara challenges and requires a makar for the ingredients of matzah, right, the Gemara basically says, that this is necessary, that you have Rav Shimon Lakish, right, Amar Kra, the tochal of chametz, shivas yamim, tochal of matzos, v'roma balin dechimutz, on mitzvahs of Pesach, yatzu el shem boim dechimutz, on the circum to exclude the orez and dochen, etc. So basically, the source of the, grains being the prime ingredient of matzah comes from psukim. If you look at the at the discussion about maror, right, you don't have that. Instead, the Gemara discusses, different things that they were looking for in maror. It's a little bit, curious, that you don't really have, especially if you look here, starting from the Gemara on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Amar Chizal Lashon of the Kalach, Abba Ba'alim Lachem Ein Yiveshim Lo. Okay, the Gemara has all sorts of interesting things, but you don't see psukim on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph and Lamed Tes Amud Beis. So that's something I hope to get back to. But the point is, so far, that aside from that, there seems to be a very strong parallel between matzah and maror. The Gemara, in Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, and in another iteration of this on Tzadi Aleph and Kuf Chav and Psachim, speaks about an Orel, and a Tamei, and somebody who's Bederech Rechoka, and who can't therefore participate in the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara, darshans, that even though they can't participate in the Korban Pesach, nonetheless, they have the obligation, of course, of matzah u'maror. The Gemara puts together matzah and maror. Even though Rashi mostly emphasizes this, the matzah part, but again, matzah and maror, seem to go together. The Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel in Psachim speaks about a chiddush that matzah, even though it's a mitzvah seishas man grama nashim ar chayavos, and again, partially based on the hekesh, the connection to chametz, whatever applies to chametz applies to matzah. So the Gemara thought, either that means that women would be exempted from the Isra of Chametz. The Gemara thought that for a second. And then the Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. It means the opposite. It means that even the women normally are exempt from Mitzaseishas Mangroma, but when it comes to Matzah, because of the link to Chametz, since they're called Yeshno Baltocha Chametz, Yeshno Bachol Matzah, therefore women are obligated as well in the Mitzvah of Matzah. If you look at some of the Rishonim, when they speak about this halacha, some of them, not all of them, suggest that, if women are obligated in matzah, then they're obligated in maror as well. So there are some other contexts in which, we have matzah dinim, it's not so obvious that they would apply to maror equally, especially, as we'll see in a moment, maror bizmanah zeh is only drabanan. But nonetheless, there seems to be a certain strong affinity that when you have matzah, you should have dinim that apply to maror as well. That's one big theme, which highlights the role of maror, notwithstanding, the second theme. So what is the second theme? The second theme, of course, is to note that not only is maror a negative, and maror, is not a candidate, for naming the holiday, but even the treatment of maror in Torah itself is fundamentally different. There are no shortage of references to Korban Pesach, in Parshas Bo, and again, Korban Pesach is, mentioned prominently with its, own, Yom Tov, if you will, both in Parshas Emor and in Pinchas. There are references also in Re'eh, to aspects of the Achila or the, Sreifa of the Korban Pesach. There's no question about that. When it comes to matzah, as we've said, the Torah designates the seven-day period as Chag HaMatzos. And all the psukim of Chametz speak about matzah and Chametz. So there's, both as designation and in terms of references, it's perfectly clear that Pesach and Matzah are extremely prominent. However, when it comes to Maror, so here we have two psukim, basically. And both psukim underscore the adjunct nature of Maror. So in the first one is in connection with what we call Pesach Rishon, and that's in Parshas Bo. The Achlu is Habasar Balayla Azeh. The Pasuk is talking about Korban Pesach. This is the Makor, the source, for the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. Tzli Eish Umatzos, roasted and with matzah. Very strange Pasuk. Al Mirorim Yochlu. Okay, so two things are very worth noting here. The Pasuk is really about Korban Pesach. Right? That's the dominant, presence in the Pasuk. Even when it comes to matzah, right, matzah is presented as an adjunct to Korban Pesach. Not only that, but it's an adjunct that is linked with the mode of preparation of the Korban Pesach. Tzli Eish. We're told that you have to eat, achos basar b'layla hazeh, that's the basar korban pesach, esnachta, and then it's a keif katan, right, tzli'esh umatzo, so the matzah goes with the tzli'esh. Tzli'esh is the method, do you barbecue it, do you pickle it, do you cook it, I'm not such an expert, but, what you're supposed to roast it, right, tzli'esh, but tzli'esh, matzos is together with tzli'esh. It sounds like a mode of achilas Korban Pesach, right? And then that is kind of a mini break, Tzli'esh Umatzos. And then, the next level, even more, we'll use the language of the Rambam, Nigrar, or Tafel, Al Merorim, this Basar Pesach, which is Nitzla, and is already accompanied by Matzos, right? Al Merorim Yochlu. And that is the halachic, reference, the only one, basically, in Pesach Rishon to tomorrow. So while matzah is all over the place, Pesach is all over the place, you know, numerous times ubiquitously mentioned and prominently mentioned as well, the only time we read about Maror, right, is as a thirdary, not even a secondary, you know, to Pesach, because it's even secondary to the matzos, right? And that's its presence. Later on in Parshas Baloscha, in Bamidbar, what is it, Tess, Yud Aleph, I got the old Hertz Chumash here. It's like, you know, brings back old memories, you know, good memories. So, of course, the Parsha in Bamidbar is the Parsha of Pesach Sheni. And that's when Klal Yisrael, you know, or at least those who were excluded, said, Lama Nigara, like, you know, we're not going to stand for, you know, being excluded from this extraordinary mitzvah. The Galgalin Chusai De Zakai, so the din of Pesach Sheni was introduced, you know, in their chus, even though there was always supposed to be such a thing. Here's where the Torah introduces kares, by the way, into Pesach, which applies in, obviously, Pesach Rishon as well, but for various reasons it's introduced here. Maybe also connected to the appreciation of it, of Lama Nigara, or to the second opportunity, or both. And then the Torah says, B'chodesh HaSheni, Ba'arba Soyom, Beinu Arbayim, a month after Pesach Rishon, Yasu Oso, you should make this Korban Pesach if needed. And here the pasuk says, Al Matzo Sumrorim Yochlu. Here we treat matzah and maror, right, equally. But again, both of them are a adjunct, a tafel, to the ikar of Korban Pesach. So, you know, at least matzah, right, the Gemara says in the end of Pesachim, and of Kufchav, and elsewhere, that's another pasuk, Ba'erev tochal matzahs. And as I say, there's plenty of references, you know, to matzah and chagamatzos, you know, in the Torah itself. So the Gemara says, and of Kufchav, and Aleph, and Merava, matzah bizmanazeh doraisa, umaror drabanam. Maror bizmanazeh, everybody agrees, is drabanam. Umayshna maror, says the Gemara, the siva matzos umrorim yochluha, according to Pesach Sheni pasuk, right? Bismandi ke Pesach yesh maror, bismanda like a Pesach, like a maror. So matzanami yok siva matzos umrorim yochlu. Says the Gemara, matzo miheder haderbe, kra, ba'erev tochlu matzos, that's the pasuk in Parshas Bo, Barishan Barbas, a Yom Bechodesh Ba'erev, Tochlu Matzos, Erev Tochlu Matzos, Ad Yom Bechad, Yasrin Bechodesh Ba'erev, so that's Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos, and therefore, Matzah is Manazez Doraisa, and Maror is Rabbanan. Rab Acha Ba Yaakov Amar, Echodzev Yechodzev Rabbanan, even Matzah is Rabbanan, Ela Kosuv Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos, Hayimi Boy, Letama, if Shaitz referred to before, Vishai Bederek Rokoka, the Solka died to come in and came into Pesach lo achli matzah maror nami lo nechal. Very strange havamina. The Gemara would think that if somebody can't be participating in Korban Pesach because he doesn't have a bris milah, or he's tameh, or he's bederek rechoka, that he would not eat matzah or maror either. Kamash malon. Okay. But Rav Amar lach, Tamei v'shoi b'darach rechoka lo tzarech kra de lo gori me'or lo b'nechar de tanya kol oro lo yochal bo boi na ochel avol ochel matzah maror v'idich k'sibahai utzrifi. Okay, we're not going to go into this. Is one of the last, this, you know, very end, this is daf kufkaf, masachet tzachim ends at kufkaf aleph, so this is like almost the final word. So the point is that even though when it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Rabban Gamliel, you know, and, you know, the Zman of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and, you know, some of the other, you know, manifestations that we mentioned before, where Maror is treated, you know, prominently as part of this triad, that when it comes to, you know, Bizman Azeh, clearly Maror is only Drabanan. Maror depends, at minimum, on the Zman of Achilas Pesach. The question is, how to understand that dialectic. And this is particularly, I say, the Rambam projects Maror when it comes to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim in a certain way beyond even others. This was very influential. Even as the Rambam, more than any other Rishon, denied the independent status of Maror as a mitzvah. If you look at the Gemara that I just mentioned, you know, about Orel and, you know, Benechar and Tameh and Derech HaKoka, the Gemara says you might have thought that these individuals who cannot participate in Korban Pesach, that they would also, right, be excluded from Matzah and Marar. Kamash Malan, Be'erev Tochel Matzos. Be'erev Tochel Matzos. So what does that Gemara mean? So if you look carefully at the Rishonim, the Rashi and you know, the Balei Tosfos, both here on Kuf Chav, and earlier on Chav Chesem Adeis, possibly Rashi and Tzadi Aleph as well, what emerges, the way they understood the Gemara, is that the Gemara was saying, you might think there's no chiyuv, you know, for an Orel and a Tameh, excuse me, and Christian B'derech Rechoka, who is excluded from Korban Pesach, you might think that he is excluded from the mitzvah of Matzah Umbarar. And the Kamash Mulan is, not true, he's obligated. But if that's true, then the obligation, right, refers not only to Matzah, but to Maror. So that would mean that Matzah and Maror are obligatory bizman sheyesh beis hamikdash, and there is a Korban Pesach in theory, that even an individual who is actually not bringing the Korban Pesach would nonetheless be obligated, right, to eat not only Matzah, but Maror as well. And this is the view of many of the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosas, as I mentioned. If you look in the Sefer Yoreim, which we have here in the Mar Makomos, I copied it here. You see Sefer Yoreim. The Sefer Yoreim counts the mitzvah of Maror independently among the mitzvahs Taryag. He has a separate mitzvah of Korban Pesach, a separate mitzvah of Matzah, and a separate mitzvah of Maror, Achilas Merorim. This is Simin Tzadi Dalet, Achilas Merorim. Siva Yotzreinu Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam Deika Pesach Sheyosef Yochal Pesach Al Merorim. Okay. And then the bottom, if you look, I have it underlined, Toldot Slamarar Shelo Bizman HaPesach Kedama Rava Matzah Bizman HaZed Doraisa Morad Rabbanan. Avagav de Poligalera Vacha Baryakov, Omer Zev Zed Rabbanan, Kirava Kaimalon, the Tanya Hassam Kibasei, Gitzorch Shiocham and Amaror Kazayas, very interesting, the Achiva Ksibbe, the Achiva the Kazayas. So the Uraim says two important things. The Uraim, by the way, was a student of Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Lazar Mimitz, one of the Bali Tosas. He wrote a work on Binyan and Mitzvos. So he says two things. Number one, you should count Maror Bizman HaPesach as a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's only Bizman HaZeh that it's Rabbanon. Okay, it's still very challenging. Like, if Maror is an independent mitzvah, why does it matter? Why is it that Matzah is Bizman HaZeh is d'oraisa, not Maror? Okay, but at least Bizman HaMikdash, it was not only d'oraisa, Maror, I mean, it's clearly d'oraisa, but it was an independent mitzvah. And it applied even for someone, right, who in fact, the Foal was not able to bring a Korban Pesach. That's number one. Number two, the Uraim says, Tzor Sheyochal Min Amara Kazayas. You have to eat a Kazayas of Marar. Now that itself is not such a big Kiddush. The Mishnah in Lamed Tes, Omid Aleph, says explicitly, I think I mentioned it before, that there are different types of Maror, and you could combine, like if you want to take a little bit of crane and a little bit of chasa and a little bit of whatever, as long as they all combine to a kazayas, and you eat them, you know, b'toch achilas pras, that would be good. So obviously there's a shear of tzir of kazayas. But, as we'll see in a moment, we'll see now actually, if you look at the Rush, the first Mar Makom, the very famous Rush, the Rush explains on that Mishnah that Achlu Lechatzayim Yatza. Right? Gubilvad Sholayasha Bein Achilo Lechaber to Yosem Echte Achilas Pras. So the Rush says, you can, you know, if you eat a shiur of Kazayas Marar, you know, within the time frame of Tziruf, of Achila, which is Kedei Achila's Pras, then that's fine. But then he says, Mishum de Mevarech al Achila's Marar. Tzarek Sheyochal Kazayas, de Ein Achila Pachos mi Kazayas. So everybody, you know, jumped in on this Rush. If you read the Rush carefully, it sounds like what the Rush is saying is that the only reason that there's a kedayis of maror is because the bracha asher kedushanu b'mitzosa b'tzivanu al achilas maror uses the language of achila, and achila is a kedayis, right? So this is the famous discussion. Shagas Aryeh says, I don't understand this rush at all. The obligation to make a bracha is a din drabanan, right? So they could have changed the nusach bracha. Right, because the bracha says achila, therefore you have to have a. It's like working backwards, right? So he just doesn't understand. He says, why didn't the Rush simply say that you have to eat a kazayas? Because the Torah says almatzus ramam yochluhu, which is a language of achila, and since it's a language of achila, it's kazayas. The truth is, the Shagas Aryeh wasn't aware of the Urayim. But again, if you look now back at the Urayim, so in contrast to the Rush, it's a very significant comment. The Tzorach Sheyocham and Amara Kazayas, not because of the Bracha, but because the Achila Tzibbe, the Achila B'Kazayas. Oh. So, let me, before we get to back to that, so let's contrast this with the Rambam, who says that even Bizman HaMikdash, there is no independent, I should add, the Urayim's view that Maror is an independent mitzvah, at least Bizman HaMikdash, is also echoed in Sefer Mitzvah Sajigon, right? And possibly there are different girsos in the Bahag. He's not the only one. However, the Rambam has a very long arichos. If you look here in Mitzvah Nun Vav and Sefer Mitzvahs, where he disputes that you should count Maror even Bizman HaMikdash. I should add that this is his consistent shita throughout, before we get to the language of Sefer Mitzvahs for a minute. And no, let's look at Sefer Mitzvahs first. That's most important. The Rambam says the following. Hisha tzivanu lakol keves ha-pesach. This is Mitzvah Nun Vav. This is on page... right after the Urayim?
Mm-hmm.
So, HaMitzvah Nun Vav, Shetzibanu Lechol Keves HaPesach, Leo Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, B'Tzna'av HaNiskarim, Bushi Etzli, it has to be roasted, Sheyachal B'Bayis Achad, right, it has to be in one house, Sheyachal Imatzah U'Marar, right, it should be eaten in conjunction with matzah and maror, but it's all a din in Karm Pesach. Hu amar is barach, v'achos habasa b'layla zeh, tzli eish, hu matzos, al merorim yochlu. The pasuk that we saw. So then the Rambam says, again, I should add, that, you know, there are some long Sefer Mitzvos, pieces in Sefer Mitzvot, mostly Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam is pretty succinct. When there's a long piece, you know, obviously there's a reason for it. I mean, the Rambam knows that he's saying something either singular or he's opposing, you know, a precedent. So the fact that the Bahag and Rav Sajigon and others counted Maror, you know, independently in the Minyan Taryag, you know, is obviously, might have been something, likely was something that the Rambam was aware of. Either way, what the Rambam reflects in his very long piece here and his need to bring three or four different proofs that Maror is not an independent mitzvah is his awareness that this is, you know, that there's a certain dialectic about maror. That on the one hand, it's very prominent, like we said, and he himself is responsible for, you know, projecting that preeminence, you know, through Rabbi Gamliel, through Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim, and Sefer Mitzvos itself. He does this. And at the same time, you know, the psukim, you know, barely mention maror as a mitzvah, only once in the real parsha in Bo, right? Not at all in Emor and Pinchas and Re'eh and so on. Once in Bo, and once in Pesach Sheni and Baloscha, and in both places as an adjunct to the Korban Pesach. So obviously, in addition to the precedent, like the Rambam was trying to figure out, what do we do with maror? Right? And you can really see it, even in the very beginning. He says, Ulai kshalai maksha. Somebody will ask me, V'yomar, Lama tamana achilas pesach l'matzah maror mitzvah achas? V'lo tamana osam gimel mitzvos? So this is very curious, because what the Rambam's telling you, even as he's telling you, you know, don't question, I mean, you might question what I did, but he's telling you what he did. And what he did is surprising a little bit also. Meaning when the Rambam counted the mitzvah of Korban Pesach and did not count Maror independently, it's also not true that he only saw Maror as like, you know, an ingredient. What he's saying is, when I count Korban Pesach, I'm counting Korban Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. I'm counting Shloshtan Biacha. Not equally, you know, for sure. It's not an integrated, you know, a mitzvah, you know, with three equal parts, because the psukim, you know, and the whole, you know, presentation, you know, of the Rambam in Sefer Karbonos, mind you know, and the language of the pasuk and everything else, and we'll see in a moment in terms of being equal. Matzah and maror are a, you know, relatively adjunct, you know, part or peripheral part of Pesach. Nonetheless, the Rambam's characterization, even as he's defending it from what would have been three independent mitzvos, is not that it's, you know, just, you know, like salt and pepper, you know, but it's shloshtan mitzvah achas. I think that's very interesting and important. And I think that works in very well with what he does in Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim, as we'll explain. B'shatia achilas matzah mitzvah, b'achilas maror mitzvah, b'achilas pesach mitzvah. Why do you say that? Ashivena. Amnam, heyos achilas matzah mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, hu emes, k'moshe nevar. It's true that matzah is an independent mitzvah from the Erev Tov L'Matzos, and that is separate in minyan mitzvos. And of course, you know, he discusses that in Perek Vav, and in the Koteret, you know, Tehilchos Chametz u'Matzah. V'chein achilas ha-pesach mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, emes, k'moshe zacharnu. Aval amar hu nigrar l'achilas ha-pesach. Ve'eino nimna mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. And he brings three proofs for it. And I don't, again, I'm running out of time already, and I'm going to have to skip a lot of things, so you have a lot of Mar Makomos to look at on, you know, for the next, I don't know, practically month.
3 weeks.
But I'm not going to burden you to stay over. I'll just tell you what I think the bigger idea is. The Rambam brings three rayas here. I'll just mention very quickly. And there's a massive debate. Again, you can look at the, if you look at the next page, you know, the next sheet, we have here, Tshuvas Rabbeinu Avraham ben Aram ben Daniel ad Bavli. Okay, we have a few of these. You know, Rav Daniel Ababli was a contemporary, and he examined the Rambam's, you know, Minyan HaMitzvos, and he wrote a critique. And Rav Avraham ben Arambam, the Rambam's son, responded to him. They're like very fascinating, like, exchanges. So part of the exchanges, Rav Daniel Ababli says, I don't understand your father's proofs and his decision not to count Maror Bizman HaPesach, not Bizman HaZeh, but Bizman HaPesach, a mitzvah of Pnei Atzmo. And he critiques each of the three reasons, and Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam tries to defend his father's position, but, you know, like you know, as typically happens, you know, in the mix, some very interesting, you know, sparks fly, number one, some entertaining comments, But in addition to that, the issues get examined, you know, in a very interesting way. What are the three rayas? Just very briefly. So one of them is raya ledavar, that the Mechilta says, Shabasar Pesach Yachal Ekiyam HaMitzvah Yimo HaMorar Oloyia. The Mor is not Ma'akev B'dieved, the Korban Pesach. Ba'amor lo yachel Elim Basar Pesach. But you won't eat Morar if you don't eat Basar Pesach. Is that true? Didn't the Gemara say that an Arel and a Tameh and a Derech Rechoka, you know, Be'erev Tov, you may eat the Matzah on the Morar? As long as it's Bizman HaPesach. So clearly, the Rambam disagrees not only with the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Urayim and the others, but with that din as well. How does he read that Gemara? So we'll see. But the way the Rabbi Rambam and the Rambam reads the Gemara for the Rambam is that the Gemara didn't think, the Gemara wasn't saying, Yachol, if you have an Orel and a Derech Rechoka and a Tameh, so they can't fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, so you might think that they're not chayiv, they're not obligated for Matzah and Marar, even though it's in Zman HaPesach. That's how Rashi and Tosis and most Rishonim and Rabbi Daniel Ababli read the Gemara. According to Rabbi Rambam and Rambam, the way the Rambam read the Gemara was, Yachol, you might think that, you know, since you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, it should be prohibited for you even to eat matzah umar. Just like you can't eat Korban Pesach because you're not worthy, you shouldn't be able to eat matzah and maror either. And if you eat it, it's a violation. So the Balei Tosfos actually, and Chaf Kesef Amud Beis, anticipated, nothing to do with the Rambam, that somebody could read it that way. And they have a terrific line. They say, that can't be. The Gemara couldn't have ever thought that just because you can't participate in Korban Pesach, you can't eat matzah marar. Atu matzah umarar kedusha ikabahu. Wait, they're foods that are forbidden because you're a, you know, tameh or bederach rechoka, you can't eat matzah and marar? But that's how Rabbi Avraham and Rambam suggests, because you can see, the girsa, actually, of the Mechilta that we have is different than the Mechilta that the Rambam had. The Rambam's Mechilta says, Basar Pesach Yachal Likim Mitzvah Yeimo Hamaro Lo, Bahamaro Lo Yachal Elaim Basar Pesach. The Mechilta actually says that, you know, you might have thought that if you don't have Matzah Maror, you can't eat Korban Pesach. Kamash Malan, you can eat the Pesach without the Maror, and you can eat the Maror without the Pesach. The opposite here, said the Rambam. So, la'amrav matzah saron yachlu. Ve'ilo achamaram ribli basar lo asa klum. Ve'lo nomer kfar kiyim mitzvah achas hi achilas mar. According to the Rambam's girsa, in his understanding of the Gemara, there, without Pesach, there's no marar at all. And this is where he disagrees with a whole group of Rishon. Ulishon mechilta, tzli eish, u'matzah samor magin akasuv, shem mitzvah Pesach tzli, matzah u'marar. Klomar, Shemitzvah, Kibbutzela. Here he's emphasizing, just like Tzli is not an independent, it's the way that you are you know, preparing the Korban Pesach. So too, Matzah Omar. There's a separate mitzvah of Matzah, but that's something else. The Shemar Ruminayana to Omer. Shem Eile Matzah Omar, Heim Yotzim, Yidei Chavas Pesach. Talmud Lom Yachlu. Klomar, Habasa Levado. Yachol kishem she'en le'em matzah marar im yotzim de'chavasa be'pesach. Kach, im ein pesach, yetzi de'chavasa be'matzah. You might think you'll fulfill the mitzvah of matzah marar secondly. Re'ata don, hova pesach mitzaseh u'matzah u'mar mitzaseh ha'lamarta she'en le'em matzah u'marar im yotzim de'chavasa be'pesach. Kach, im ein le'em pesach, yotzim be'hem yede'chavasa matzah marar. Tamad lomar, Yochluhu, it's not true. You can only fulfill the mitzvah of matzah maror that is connected to Korban Pesach with Korban Pesach. The Shamamru Yochluhu, Mikanamru Chachamim, a Pesach Nechol Sova. This is a shocking raya. The Rambam says that the Chilta says, Yochluhu, Mikanamru Chachamim, a Pesach Nechol Achila Sova. that you can't, you know, you have to eat Korban Pesach, you know, in a royal, dignified, you know, comfortable way. The ein matzo mara nachal in achila sova. Lefisha ikra mitzvah achila sabasar. So, the Rambam says, how come you don't have to eat matzah and maror besova if they're really independent mitzvahs? So, if you look at the Yerushalmi and most readings of the Bavli, the requirement of achila besova is related to all sorts of other factors. That there shouldn't be shviras etzem, they shouldn't break the bones, you know, nothing to do with matzo mar. Even if it's a kachim alacha, you know, there's a din of lemashcha, you know, ligdula, that when you eat kachim, you should do it in, a royal, you know, manner, a manner that, you know, befits cherus, you know, and the eating of kings. That's a general din in kachim. There's a whole discussion in the Achronim, what's the difference between the regular din of lemashcha and the din of, you know, alasova? Are they the same? Or is one just a more acute expression of the other? Or what is it? But the Rambam, this is a little bit Lushitaso, and the Rambam Nichols Korban Pesach, when he quotes the Din of Sova, nothing to do with Shviras Etzem, not a special Din in Korbanos, it's a Din in Korban Pesach. So the Rambam felt it's part of the Din of Cheros of Korban Pesach. But I'm saying if Maror were an independent mitzvah, then it should be Lamashka. Even Maror, even the symbol of Vayimaru is Chayim, even if it's a separate mitzvah, it would serve exactly the same function as Korban Pesach. So this is actually very tamua. On this raya, Rabbi Avram, I'm not going to read it because it's too late, Rabbi Avram and Rambam says, you know, don't take this raya so seriously. He said, my father was so convinced about his other rayas that this one is just like a throw-in, you know. This is an asmachta, not a real raya. But what it does reflect is the almost passionate conviction for the Rambam, the idea that Maror would be an independent mitzvah, it's like inconceivable. How does that fit alongside it being such a prominent part of Sefer Tzias Mitzrayim? She'ikar mitzvah achilas abasar, right? V'hamaror mehanigrar achar abasar apesach v'chiyuvav k'mo shizvar b'lishona. And what's the raya habrura, the last one? Hashorah shegazar ba Talmud, is the fact that Rabbah said that Bizman Azeh, Maror Bizman Azeh, Drabbanon, Kiminatorah, in Chov Alachla, Bifnei Atzma. If it had been a Din Doraisa, Bizman HaPesach, right, why wouldn't it be even Bizman Azeh, Doraisa, like the Matzah? Again, says Rav Daniel HaBavli, you know, there could be a mitzvah which, in context, within the framework, you know, of Korban Pesach, you know, achieves a certain kind of, you know, symbol or status, you know, and there are many mitzvahs that are not, you know, applicable, you know, bizman hazeh. So the idea that Maror could be a mitzvah d'oraisa b'fnei atzmo at the time of the Korban Pesach, you know, but, you know, bizman hazeh, it would only be a mitzvah d'rabbanan, that's not so inconceivable. So you have this fascinating argument, the Yireim, the Bahag, Rab Sajagon, Rav Daniel HaBavli on one side, and the Rambam on the other. So let me just zero in on one more point, you know, before we get back and before we come to our conclusion, and that is there's some very in addition to the question of you know whether it's an independent mitzvah of this Mana Mikdash and some of these rayas, and then of course the question of the rush when it comes to bracha. Like, there's another very it's a unique feature of Maror. I alluded to it before. Number one, the ingredients of Maror, I don't know if others speak about this so much, but there's no Gzeres HaKasuv, you know, there's no Pasuk that teaches you these dinim. And if you want to say, oh, well, because Maror Bizman is Ezra Abanan, so what's the big deal? But it wasn't. It was Doraisa, you know, in conjunction with Korban Pesach. Certainly when they ate the Korban Pesach, right? Let's say according to the Rambam, right? Maror is Doraisa, it's just Shlosh Gan Yachad, it's part of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So, like, how do you know, what Maror is? Don't you need a Makor for that? Or is it just Mesorah? Is it a Mesorah? Not the idea. Like the Gemara says in Dalad Minim, when it comes to the, how do you know that Esrog isn't, Pilpulin or things of that sort? You know, so the Gemara tries to darshan, and sometimes, our conclusion is that it's a Masorah. So the Dinim of Mara are Masorah, maybe. In Shulchan Aruch, you have some very interesting Dinim. Some of the posts can say, you can't get, this kind of maror because in the climate of this country, or they no longer grow this kind of plant, etc. So you can eat a yerek mar. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So, and some of the notes that Kalim are like scandalized, because what it sounds like is, if you really don't know, or you can't get your hands on any of the official marors of the list of the Mishnah, so then you're, instead of being stuck or having to, become a botanist or, start growing them, you could take a vegetable, that's mar, and you can fulfill the mitzvah with that. That's what it sounds like. So the Shach, they quote the Shach. He didn't write on Aruch Chaim, but the Shach and others, it's not conceivable. It says you can use lana, which is a very bitter. No, they have a Masorah that's part of the list of the Mishnah. What they mean is there's like a pecking order. There's a preference, for chasa. I guess that's romaine lettuce and these kind of things. But if you can't, so you go lower on the list. Chasa shalom, you don't go off the list, do you? But it sounds like some of the posts can say, if you can't get anything on the list, then a vegetable that's a bitter vegetable will help. And the Chok Yaakov and others say, and if a person has health issues, so he won't eat a mar, he won't eat a kazayas, or he won't eat the proper mar. He'll chew on something bitter, but he shouldn't make a bracha. Oh. So that's an interesting phenomenon. Again, most of the poskim say you're not going to make a bracha if it isn't one of the official. Just to make it clear, I don't want to leave anybody with the wrong impression. But the discussion is fast. I'll say this. It's inconceivable to me that you could even have a controversy or such a discussion about matzah. Not only because we know about matzah, but there never could have been such a discussion, if you understand what I'm saying. I'll give you another example. So the Gemara says in Brachos, with this will our final example, as we wrap up the point. But I have the Gemara here. There are a few Gemaras, that speak about Tam Maror. Right? The Gemara says, here on Lama Tess, about Fushim and Mifushalim and Shlukim. Let's say you cook, you pickle, you mess with the with the chemistry of the, of the maror. So, what significance does that have? Does that change maror? Does that, make it possible? So, why am I not finding this? There should be a brachos lamed ches here somewhere, right? So the Gemara also said, you have that here on lamed ches. Then the Gemara has it in Brachos, is on page 2, right, starting from line 33. Darshav Nachem Mishum Rabbeinu, Vimonu Shmuel, Shlokos Vivarchar Lehem Bori Pri Adama. If you pickle something, then it doesn't change the Bracha. Okay? The Chavereinu Yordim Eretz Yisrael, Vimonu Ula Mishmei Rabbi Yochan said, no, when you pickle something, Shlokos Vivarchar Lehem Shakon Yabed Varo. Because it changes the identity, it's no longer, it's like transformed, right? It's a process. Vani omer b'machlokas shnuya. Titanya yotzim b'rakik asharoi, uben v'ushal shaloni moach, div rab meir. Rab yosomer yotzim b'rakik asharoi, utam tzimatza, avalo ben v'ushal, afabi shaloni moach. So the Gemara says, loi. Kulam ashlokas v'varchalim bar pri adama. Yad kan like Rav Yossi hasam al mishum to be in tamatza v'leika. Aval hacha afil Rav Yossi moder. So then if you look at the Gemara later on, the Gemara has the same thing about maror. Masav Rav Yitzchak, this is on page 3, line 5. Yirakos shana b'yotzu v'midei chobasa b'pesach, yotzu v'hem, u'b'kalach shalahem, av'a lo krushim v'lo shlukim v'lo mevushalim. V'iso k'day d'chtim b'lsai u'koi, shlukim amai lo. Says the Gemara, shani also debinu tamar v'lek. So there are Gemaras that speak about the impact of cooking and pickling, meaning transforming or processing foods. What about what impact does that have in Hichos Brachos? And what impact does that have on their identity for matzah and for maror? Well, to make a long story short, the Rishonim point out that it seems like there's a machlokas in matzah, but when it comes to maror, that everybody agrees that binam tam maror v'lek. And the question is why? So the Ra'ah, the Rajba, the Meiri, and Brachos all discuss this question. Another Gemara. Right, the Gemara says here, look at line 10. Amar Papa lo nishi inish marar b'charoses. Right, you shouldn't put too much charoses on your marar. Dilma agav chalia de tavlin mavtale lemrure. You might mess up the bitterness of the taste. Ubeinon tamara v'laka, you need tam marar. And that, you know, if you put too much charoses on, you know, it's not going to be marar anymore. Then you have another Gemara, the next one, Amar Rava, Bala Matzah Yatzah. If you swallow matzah, you just, you know, swallow it down without chewing it, Yatzah. Bala Maror, but if you swallow Maror without chewing it, Lo Yatzah. Why? Bala Matzah Maror, Yidei Matzah Yatzah, Yidei Maror Lo Yatzah. The Ram has a particular view here, but not for now. Korcham Besivu Bala, Af Yidei Matzah Nami La Yatzah. So the question is, well, what is the difference between Bala Matzah, Bala Maror? So at least if you look at the next Rambam, the Rambam says it a little bit differently. He says, Bala matzah yatzah, bala mara la yatzah, bala matzah mara ki achad, yidei matzah yatzah, yidei mara la yatzah, shah mara kitzvei la la matzah. Korchan besiv, uki yotze yubalan, af yidei matzah la yatzah. So the Rambam says, Chomer Avram says shibush, she'ein tam l'maror, ela she'ein toim tam maror. The reason that maror is different than matzah is because v'inan tam maror v'leka. Not because it's tafel to matzah. So he disagrees. But the bigger point to take away from is that when it comes to maror, whether it's the impact of processing it, shaluk, mevushal, afia, right, or bala, right, or as opposed to matzah, or putting too much charoses, there seems to be a special kpeda when it comes to marar about the taste of the marar. V'inan tam marar v'leka. My father, Zatzal, whose yard site's also coming up, showed me many years ago a sefer called Tirosh V'Yitzar, where he suggests that there are many solutions that have been, you know, made to solve the problem of the rush. I mentioned that the rush says, you know, that the reason, you know, that you need a kezias in maror is because the bracha says a tzarkit shanim sosav tzibanu al achilas maror, and that the shagas aryeh says so change the nusach habracha. What does that mean? So the nusach habracha dictates whether you need a kezias. Like, that's backwards thing. It's such a strange... It says, Yochlu! Ah. So, Reb Chaim, this is also relevant to our... Reb Chaim, which we have here on the Mar Makomo, says, that's not, you know... Shagas Aryeh says, it says, Yochlu! Yochlu, says Reb Chaim, doesn't go on the Matzah Mar, the Marar. It goes on the Korban Pesach. Right? Sli Eishu Matzos, Al Mirorim, Yochlu Hu, meaning the primary focus, which is the Korban Pesach. So even though the Uraim says that, you know, it says Achila, where does it say Achila B'maror? It doesn't really. Even Reb Chaim seems to think that between the matzah and the maror you need a kezias. Although I'm not quite sure, once he has the ha'ara, which is dictically correct, that the yochlu is on the Korban Pesach. But, okay. That's Reb Chaim's solution. He says that's why the rush needed to operate with the bracha, because it doesn't say achila, you know. But the bigger point is that matzah and maror are when it comes to Korban Pesach, are tefillin to the Korban Pesach. That's why they don't really require kezias. But my father once showed me this other suggestion, and it's a little bit kind of implicit in some of the poskim in Shulchan Aruch that I mentioned, and that is, that maybe you don't need a kazayis because in maror there's a din of tam maror, meaning it's not a din of achila, it's a din of te'ima. The chiddush, of course, being that where the Gemara mentions it, it's always a chumrah. The Gemara says, don't put in too much charosis, you need tam. You don't pickle it and bake it and cook it, you'll ruin the tam. Right? Don't swallow it, you'll ruin the tam. What, to explain the rush, the suggestion is that not only is it a chumrah, but it can be a kula. Meaning where you need achila, you know, you don't have a din of te'ima, but then you need a kazayas. But if it's about tasting, you know, that's a different story. Okay, but I'd like to take a little bit of a step further. I'm not sure if that part is true. But going back to the Rambam for a moment, right, isn't the Ravid right? The reason Bola Matzah Yatza, Bola Mara Lo Yatza is because of this idea of being in Tambaror Veleka. So why does the Rambam say no? Because it's Tafel, you know, to the because it's Tafel to the Korban Pesach. But maybe he's saying exactly that. So let's go back to what we started with, which is the Rambam is very adamant about two things. Or I put it this way. The Rambam is very generous and expansive about the role of Mara when it comes to Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know? And he has it in Sefer Mitzvos, and he emphasizes it in Perek Zayin, you know, and in Matzchilim B'Gnusim Esayim B'Shevach. And he even puts it smack in the middle twice of the Rabban Gamliel as opposed to the Mishnah. And there are other indications as well. At the same time, the Rambam is so adamant, you know, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, that it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Right? And, you know, that's the reason that it's not the Zman Hazeh. If you, and even if it's Zman HaPesach, there's no mitzvah to eat maror if it's not part of Korban Pesach itself. It seems like at odds a little bit. Right. But the bigger idea is the idea that, let's go back to the beginning. Of course, the holiday of Pesach is about Geula, and it's about Emuna and Bitachon, and it's about the Hashgacha of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. I mean, the themes of Pesach are all about Pesach and Matzah. You know, and they can compete, you know, in terms of supremacy, it's Chag HaMatzos and it's Chag HaPesach and so on and so forth. There's a lot to say about that competition, just not for now. The role of Maror is exactly that. It's Matchilim B'Gnusim B'Sayimim B'Shevach. Maror plays a multiple role, but it's always, by definition, it's a context role. It's an adjunct role. Maror provides perspective for Pesach and for Matzah, each in a different way. Because it's Vayimaru Eschayeyem. We don't celebrate, you know, suffering and bleakness and terror, you know, and injustice. These are things that we, you know, wish we had never experienced, frankly. However, having experienced them, it's important to know how to integrate them even into Cheirus and Simcha and Yeshua and Geula. And it's important that those experiences, as sour as they are, as frightening as they are, you know, as bleak and negative as they are, right, it's important to know how, you know, to relate to them in a constructive way, you know, so that they strengthen and fortify our emuna, and they provide perspective, you know, like, look where we were, look where we are, in terms of greater appreciation, you know, but also to remember in times of joy, in times of success, in times of triumph, you know, that if not for the Rabbanu Shel Olam and our reliance upon him, you know, that we could return very quickly, you know, without any kind of warning, you know, to a state of meriros. So there's an aspect of Kishem Shemavarchim Ala Ra, Ala Tov Kach Mavarchim Ala Ra. There's an aspect of, you know, Me'afela Le'ora, but there's also a tempering of joy, but not to temper it, but to deepen it, and to appreciate more, to understand that, you know, not to become triumphalist and not become, you know, egocentric, but to always remember, you know, the bigger picture and the larger story. And that's why, when it comes to Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, Marar is an equal part of the triad. It's part of the story. The goal wasn't to forget it. The goal was to elevate it and to give it the right, you know, kind of perspective. Not to wallow in it, but to, again, to you know, let it work, you know, its own, you know, dynamic. And therefore, when it comes to Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, it's extremely, it's on the Seder plate, and it's Matzo Marar, and it's Pesach Matzo Marar, and it's Pesach Marar Matzah, you know, in some, it's the glue in some respect. But for the Rambam, you know, it was an anathema to think that there would be an independent mitzvah of Marar. And even Bisman HaPesach, that it would be, you know, something like Tzli and like Matzah that would balance out Kulam, Shlashtam, Kiechad, that was like the perfect, you know, perspective. But what the Rambam was saying is, there's no Lamashcha, you know, for Marar. It would be absurd. The Rambam knew it too. What he was saying is, you don't celebrate Marar. It's not going to be a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. And I think maybe that's what the Rambam means, you know, when it comes, you know, to Bala Marar, Lo Yatza, and the Rambam says, yeah, because it's Tafel, not Ikra. What does that have to do with anything? Why don't you say the more normal reason, Be'inan Tamar V'leka? I think the answer is, because this emphasis on Te'ima, you know, even if you don't go as far as the Tirish V'Yitzar, even if it's only a Chumra, that's part of the story of Marar. The Marar element is an experiential one. To make it a regular din of achila, right, would have been to miss the point of what Marar, you know, is really all about. So the Rambam's telling you, yeah, be'inan tamar v'leka, because it's tafel ikar, it's there, right, to inject this element in the experience. And therefore, be'inan tamar v'leka, bala marar, you miss the whole point. So whether you need a kazayas or you don't need a kazayas, right, the bigger point is that Marar and its role is extremely prominent, but it can never be independent. It's all about adding to the experience. And I say we're living in a time, we're in the midst of the, you know, part of the Vayimaru's Chayayam, in terms of the worries and, again, the disappointments, you know, with other nations, and so on, you know. But we look very much forward to, you know, the aftermath, and always have, you know, a faith in the Hashgacha. But you know, it's important not to forget Vayimaros Chayim, and it's important also not to wallow in it and to be misyayish because of it, but to give it its exact proper due. And I just want to conclude as I began, and that is to say something about Rabbi Chaya Arbisfeld. Now, he was a person, you know, who used to speak a lot about, you know, the difficulties of his, you know, of his background, you know, financially, and you know, the kind of sacrifices that his father, you know, had to make in order to be able to send him, you know, to yeshiva and to create a kind of a very different kind of reality in life. There was a lot of, you know, Vayimaru Eschayim, but he was a person who, like, exuded so much Hakar Satov and optimism, and he was such a can-do, you know, we'll do it, you know, we'll overcome the obstacles, and such a principled person, and somebody who really understood how to take the Vayimaru and not to forget it or to suppress it, but really to use it, you know, to inspire, you know, to greater goals. So as we move towards Pesach in this difficult time, you know, we should be do so with a sense of great bitachon, but at the same time, understanding that there's Pesach, Matzah, and Marar, and each one plays its role and ultimately leads to favors. Which all Chag Kasher V'Sameach.